So, Senator John McCain locked in his party's nomination this week by winning the necessary 1,191 delegates. Congratulations, Senator
McCain. John McCain. But this does, I have to say, bring a little tear to my eye as we say goodbye to Mike Huckabee and his running mate Chuck Norris as they drop out of the race.
That's sad.
It really
somehow
is.
Chuck Norris will still end up popping up behind McCain in some shot.
I'm really crestfallen. I think that at the end of the day, McCain here is just plain lucky.
I don't know that luck has much to do with it.
Oh, I mean, come on, Faith. I mean, 4 months ago, this dude was polling fourth behind the Stormin' Mormon Mitt Romney and Mike, I used to be grossly overweight Huckabee. Uh-huh. Now, suddenly, blam, he's the nominee. I mean, come on. This guy has luck on his side. Luck in the form of dozens of good luck charms and superstitious rituals.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious, Faith. Here's what he said on Good Morning America.
I understand that you're a man, according to the Washington Post at least, who hedges his bet on superstitious possibilities. Is this right? You have a lucky compass, a lucky feather, a lucky penny, a lucky rock, and some magical shoes?
Most of those. Some of them I've lost. But yes, I'm superstitious.
Oh my gosh.
The potential president of the United States is in possession of lucky shoes, Faith. I just want that to be clear. He believes these things work. Just the other day, he tried to prevent his staff from hanging his banner at his Texas victory rally, you know, that announced that he'd reached the number of delegates
right.
he needed. He wanted them to wait until right when he won to hang it, just in case they jinxed things. Like if they hung it 15 minutes too early, suddenly...
Somehow Mike Huckabee would race ahead.
Like, exactly. You know, here, I'm obsessed with this, and I talked to talisman expert Catherine Ironwood, who owns the Lucky Mojo Curio Company.
Lucky charms can provide protection. They can attract what we call beneficent coincidences, synchronicities. But they're also used to draw money, to draw luck and love, and also to enhance one's charisma.
And they're magically delicious.
Did you see me write?
No.
I wrote magically delicious
Sorry.
On my
page. It was right there. It's a low-hanging fruit.
It really is.
Okay, well, this is all...
Speaking of a low-hanging fruit.
This is all well and good, Jason. And it's a very cute, quirky story. But this really isn't any different than a ball player wearing the same socks in every game.
I mean, kind of. You're right. But the deal is, these talismans are literally just the tip of the iceberg. McCain and his staff have been widely reported as knocking on wood, biting their tongues, and Cindy McCain, his wife, habitually wears the color purple because it's lucky.
Really? This
yes.
is all true.
Yeah. In New Hampshire, the McCains insist on staying in the exact same room of the exact same hotel where Senator McCain sleeps on the exact same side of the bed.
Well, maybe they have one of those temper rest beds or whatever where you have your own number.
Is this... Are you trying to plug sleep number beds?
No, go ahead.
Are you the new sleep number bed spokesman?
I wonder if his number is 13.
Lindsay Wagner, out. Get us Faith Saley.
Go ahead.
Every election day, John McCain has a ritual of going and seeing a movie in the afternoon before the votes come in. I hear this past Tuesday, it was Step Up to the Streets.
What is Step Up to the Streets?
I'm sorry. It is only the most popular dance movie in America right now. It is a sequel. It is the second step. The first movie is called Step Up. This is called Step Up to the letter to the streets.
Okay. So McCain sounds a little superstitious.
A little, Faith? McCain became so convinced that his media advisor Mark McKinnon's cowboy hat was such a lucky charm that he insists that it always travel with him, whether McKinnon is there or not.
Okay, that is kind of weird.
And when McKinnon's not there, Faith, other aides to McCain have to wear the hat.
Nuh-uh.
The hat has to be on someone's head, and anybody wearing the hat has to do a spot-on McKinnon impression and sing a McKinnon song.
Stop.
There are also, these are just rumors and reports, of nightly McCain rituals of reading tea leaves, the throwing of enchanted rune stones, and the sacrificing of a goat to the Lord Barquag.
Okay, Jason, now you're making stuff up.
Barquag.
Thank you.
And that says nothing, Faith, of McCain's pursuit of the greatest of lucky charms. The Holy Grail of Luck, a talisman he believes will deliver him the conservative base he needs to win this presidency.
What is it, like a special rifle or pickup truck or a lucky preborn?
Ooh. Listen, Faith, I'll let Catherine Ironwood explain this one. Once again, she is from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company.
In the South, it's considered that the left hind foot of a graveyard rabbit caught on a midnight in a graveyard is considered the most lucky of all the lucky rabbit's feet.
I've never heard that, and I am from the South.
Really? Well, get on board, because this is for real. And I have it on good authority, Faith, that John McCain can be found most nights staking out cemeteries with little more than a Bowie knife in search of the elusive graveyard rabbit's foot. And woe be to Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama should he find it.
You think the foot will give McCain a real edge in the race?
No, I really mean woe unto them, Faith, as legend tells of the foot granting superpowers to its owner, which include pyrokinesis, laser beam eyes, and a powerful thirst for the blood of thine enemies. In short, should he possess this foot, John McCain will become not just the president of the United States, but a superhuman robot zombie. And I ask you, America, is that who you want to be your president?
Thank you, Jason.
Think about it.
Bye.